Focus.
The team at GPA, well, they've been busy. Time to chat with Chief Executive Colin Bettles this morning. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, something to do with biosecurity. Secure Our Farms, Hunt BioWare. What's the partnership here, mate?
Well, we've got together with the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia, GPA, and on an area of common interest, that's biosecurity. We know everyone's talking about biosecurity a lot more these days, but there's another issue farmers are dealing with, and that's the feral pest animal. And that's happening throughout Australia, not just in my magnificent home state of Western Australia. But so really, we've got an awareness campaign around biosecurity protections, and the recreational shooters who go often on properties, they take biosecurity seriously, and they exercise precautions, clean vehicles and clean clothes and clean shoes as well. So we're just reminding people that are doing that increased activity going off and on farm. Through this partnership, of where to get those resources online on the GPA website and Sporting Shooters website. So Plant Health Australia, Biosecurity Farm Science, for example, all the resources are there.
Yep.
And that'll help people strengthen their approach to biosecurity.
So has this come across, mate, because there is a bit of an escalation in pest animal numbers?
That's exactly right, yeah. Feral pigs in particular, and our members throughout Australia have expressed concerns about this, and that's one, you know, problem independent of biosecurity, but of course, with the bigger crop-producing areas that we're having at the moment, with the increase in productivity and output, then that means, you know, it creates a bigger problem, and the weather conditions as well. So the shooters are having to go on to the properties in greater numbers to control the pig numbers that are exploding as well throughout the country, for example.
Is it just the pig numbers, mate, or is it just wild pests in general?
Yeah, I think feral animals have been a problem, you know, for livestock producers as well. It's not just crop damage, but obviously they're vulnerable animals that are out there. Wild dogs have been a big thing for a number of years, and there's been a lot of government investment going in to try and control them, and anything we can do around that, working with the recreational shooters as well, is to minimise the risks of biosecurity. So that's why we've announced this partnership, and really to share those resources and increase knowledge and awareness of what needs to be done.
So it's pretty much for the shooters, or say the hunters out there, if they want to enter a farm without the farmer's knowledge. Is that how I read it, mate? They've got to make sure that they're doing the right thing biosecurity-wise?
Well, the key here is authorised access.
Okay.
If we talk about unauthorised access to farms, we know that brings up not just, you know, there might be people going out there and accessing properties illegally. So, and, you know, they're creating a biosecurity risk as well. In particular, you know, animal rights activists, for example, foot and mouth disease could be a $50 billion hit to our national economy. So while they think they're going on there to protect one form of animal, they're actually creating risks for others.
So for our shooters out there, mate, is there a website that they can go to know more about this?
Yeah, the Sporting Shooters Association, they've done a new video as well. I think all the members there, they've got 212,000 members throughout Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be familiar with accessing the resources on there, you know, the vehicle biosecurity toolkits, for example, and the GPA website as well, and Plant Health Australia. So we're recommending those three resources.
All right, there you go. Secure Our Farms, Hunt BioWare, the partnership, sharing and promoting important resources and communications to help boost community education, and just also to the understanding about biosecurity preventions. Mate, our good friend Brad Hogg, he's doing some more tours around Australia.
That's right. Yeah, we started last year with a successful initiative getting Hoggy out to field days throughout Australia to promote mental health awareness. And the theme of the program last year, the first one that we did with New Farm and Rural Avon Lifeline, was about staying connected with your mates and communities. And this year, Hoggy starts at the Farm Fest in Toowoomba in Queensland with our state members there, Ag Force, at the field days. And this year's theme's about the importance of taking a break and staying fresh. So, you know, putting a holiday in the schedule. We've had some pretty big years of farm production for grains, as well as COVID and other challenges, mouse plagues and weather. So we just want people to remember, you know, taking a break is just as important to your productive output as anything.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely
the theme this year. And, you know, Hoggy Troy, I think you should give him a call next week and catch him at the airport before he heads over to Queensland.
He's the hardest man in Australia to track down, mate.
That's right.
Absolutely. But, well, we might even try and see if we can track him down. We might try and see if we can get him to Darren or maybe Newdigate or something like that, mate.
Well, exactly. It'd be great to get him over to Darren again.
Yeah.
But I'll give you a tip. If anyone wants to get hold of him, just get hold of me and I'll find him.
Oh, can you find him for me, mate? Let me know.
I've got a magical tracking device.
Every time I ring him, he goes, oh, sorry, mate, my phone was off. Yeah, good on you. Anyway, he's always on social media, though, doing his cricket stuff. But, yes, if you haven't heard Brad Hogg chat before, he's one of the best at the biz. And, yeah, let's hope we can get him over for Darwin in August and maybe even, as we said, for Newdigate. GPA Chief Executive Colin Bettles, I know that you're busy, mate. Always nice to chat. We'll chat again soon, mate.
Thanks, mate, and look forward to chatting again soon.